Theoretical recap. FlexWrap is a core Flexbox property that controls whether Flex items are forced into a single line or can wrap onto multiple lines. By default, FlexWrap is set to NoWrap, meaning all items stay on one row regardless of their size. This is the most common source of overflow bugs for beginners. Setting FlexWrap, Wrap allows items to flow onto new rows or columns, depending on flex direction, when they run out of space, making it the cornerstone of responsive Flexbox layouts. The mental model to retain. Think of flex items as words in a paragraph. Without wrapping, all words stay on one line and overflow the container. With wrapping, they naturally break onto the next line when space runs out. Combined with flex basis, which sets the ideal size of each item, and flex grow / flex shrink, which control how items expand or contract, you get a powerful and predictable responsive system without writing a single media query for the grid logic itself. Common mistakes to avoid: forgetting to set a meaningful flex basis on items. Defaulting to auto makes wrapping unpredictable, using fixed pixel widths instead of percentages or relative units, blocking responsiveness, and neglecting gap or margin to create breathing room between wrapped items. A minimal example: gallery, display, flex, flex wrap, wrap, gap, 16px, gallery item, flex, 11250px. This alone produces a clean, self-adapting multi-column grid. Workshop brief. In this workshop, you will build a fully responsive image gallery using Flexbox and FlexWrap. This is a practical, real-world component that appears in virtually every web project, portfolios, e-commerce sites, media platforms, so mastering it will directly strengthen your front-end developer profile. The gallery must adapt fluidly to different screen sizes without relying exclusively on media queries for its grid behavior, demonstrating that you can leverage Flexbox's native responsiveness. Your starting point is a plain HTML file containing a section element acting as the gallery container, populated with at least 12 items. Each item must include an image. You may use placeholder services such as pixum.photos or unsplash.com for sourcing images, a short caption, and an optional overlay or hover effect of your choice. The HTML structure must be semantic and clean. You are free to choose the visual theme, photography portfolio, product showcase, travel gallery, as long as the technical requirements are met. On the CSS side, your gallery container must use display, flex, and flex wrap. Wrap as the foundation of the layout. Each gallery item must be sized using flex basis combined with flex grow and flex shrink. Shorthand, flex, 1:1, base size, so that items grow and shrink gracefully. You must use relative units, percent, rem, or a combination, rather than fixed pixel widths for item sizing. Implement the gap property, or equivalent margin strategy, to ensure consistent spacing between items in all directions. The gallery must be visually coherent at three distinct breakpoints: mobile, below 600px, single column or two columns maximum, tablet, 600px to 1024px, three columns, and desktop, above 1024px, four or more columns. You may use media queries to fine-tune these breakpoints, but the core wrapping behavior must be driven by flex wrap and flex basis, not exclusively by media query switching display modes. Beyond the layout, pay attention to image handling. Images must not distort, must fill their containers proportionally, and must not cause layout overflow. Use object fit. Cover on images size to 100% of their parent item. Ensure the gallery is accessible by adding meaningful alt attributes to all images. If you add a hover or focus effect, which is strongly encouraged, make sure it does not break the layout and remains usable on touch devices. Test your gallery by resizing the browser window manually, and, if possible, using browser developer tools to simulate mobile viewports. You are encouraged to consult your previous workshop on flexible navigation bars, the Flexbox cheat sheet, and the common Flexbox layout patterns activity, all directly relevant here. You may also freely search the internet for references, inspiration, or troubleshooting. Working with a peer or seeking help is permitted, but you must write and understand your own code. If you get stuck on a specific point, isolate the problem in a minimal test case before debugging the full gallery. When in doubt about a Flexbox behavior, use your browser's developer tool's Flexbox overlay. It is the most efficient debugging tool available. The recommended duration for this workshop is 3 hours. You must submit your solution, HTML and CSS files, or a link to a live demo via CodePen, JS Fiddle, or a hosted URL, before the deadline expires.